Hello, and today on Gorgeous Escapes on Radio Gorgeous, I've got the lovely Sarah Tucker. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So today we're talking Espanol, we're talking southern Spain, and you've just come back from Marbella, Seville and Cormona.
I have, and I had an excellent experience, actually. It was one of those two-tier trips that I always recommend people go to. If you're going somewhere for a week to 10 days, try and visit two places, two major places, because I think you'll get a lot more out of it. But I think sometimes when you stay in one place, you can...
Goes faster.
Well, yeah, but...
It all blurs into one.
It does.
Going to new places, you get new experiences.
Yeah, but I also think you feel like you get over a hump and then you start to get a little bit bored with it as well. Yeah. And it's sort of like it just becomes a samey place. So you go away from it thinking, actually, it's less good than it is. And that's a shame. And I think when you go to two places, you compare and contrast. And you find the best bits of both of them. You get interesting takeaways from both of them. And this is what I did with this place. So I flew over to Marbella. Now, Marbella is...
It's got a bad reputation.
I haven't got a particularly good reputation. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And I, but it has changed an awful lot. Like while I was there, there's an excellent Dali exhibition there. There is a huge English expat community there. Yes, there is the very, very glamorous side and the Golden Mile and some people who've seen far too much sun and far too much Botox. But...
That's rather fascinating.
There's a real healthy vibe. Like at the moment, I'm doing a lot of stuff on well-being and yoga retreats, and I'm off to a juice retreat in Portugal in a couple of weeks' time. But this place, I stayed with. Luxury villa collection company, and I'll put more about that on the website. But very very central. You can have masses, sports masses, sort of like delivered to your villa, as well as yoga instructors. And there's a lot of, I know yoga is very much on trend at the moment, but there's yoga instructors, and I think you get the real deal here. Well, I certainly did. Who was very genned up about the philosophy of it, and realizing the asanas, the physical side, is just one very, very small part of it. But I think that they adapt what you need, what you want, your age, your experience level, and what you need at the time. I think that's really, really important. And so you get a lot more out of it.
You know, if I was on holiday, I wouldn't want vigorous workout. I'd want more relaxation, sort of yoga.
Yeah, but I think what they do is that they identify what you need rather than what you want. But I know what you mean. I do know what you mean. Mm. But there's also this Six Senses spot, which is again very, very glamorous, and I went to and you can again have massages there and facials, and the well-being vibe is very big. You know, people go around in there, but a lot of the people go around now in their yoga gear and their running gear, and they're talking about their meditation classes rather than their sort of like when they're going to have their hair done.
So it's a good atmosphere.
It is. What I got from it. It has got a real San Francisco feel to it. It is much more San Francisco to it than Ibiza. And a lot of people said, "Oh, it's like Ibiza." Nah, I don't think it's like Ibiza. It's more like it's more LA, more San Francisco. That sort of bohemian, quite refreshing. And I think also because you've got some wonderful walks. There's wonderful wildlife. There's the Conchilo, which is the mountain range in the background, which you can walk up and down in a day. And I think that element is really good. And people think, oh, has Marbella got any history? But actually, I was on a tour with the people who own the villas, and I went to a villa which was owned by Castro, and another one that is owned by Lady Annabel Goldsmith, and you can hire out for the week, but the princes and Princess Diana used to stay there, and David Frost used to visit there and come down his helicopter, and it is utterly utterly exquisite. So although Marbella, people have got the impression of Marbella as being just bling, it's not actually. It's very beautiful, and it's changed. It's much more San Francisco than it is Ibiza. Excellent food. Mm. Like they've really hit on the gluten free. Everything is like, I went to a festival at Spitalfields only at the weekend where everything was gluten free, sugar free, wheat free, dairy free. I think the food would be invisible. You know, there wouldn't be anything left. And I think there's an element of that there. So you've got a lot of these places which do juices and fabulous salads and interesting things with vegetables.
So you could have a really fun like girls trip there, couldn't you?
I think it's an excellent place to go if you're a whole group of girls or women all together. Mm. And also if, you know, you can get away from, if you like, the glamorous side. And the glamorous side is definitely there. But if you were looking for something with a San Francisco LA vibe but closer to home, definitely go to Marbella. And it is good. I went from there. I took the train, and the Spanish train's excellent, absolutely excellent. I was really, really impressed, to Seville. And I went in the spring, and the Seville in the spring is superb. It's a city, and it is a proper city that smells of oranges. And you don't usually, when you think of cities and fragrance, you know, fragrant don't really go together, but it just smells of orange blossom, absolutely beautiful. And Seville in the spring is the best time to go. As soon as June hits, from June to mid-September, the temperature goes up way above 40 degrees and it's going to be hot. But it's a fascinating place, interesting, good city to walk around. A lot of the major attractions are all within walking distance of each other, although I would recommend taking one of those open top buses so that you can get your idea about where things are. It also has a place which still has every week bullfighting. You know, you may or may not be into bullfighting, but they still have bullfighting there. And obviously flamenco, there's a lots of places where you can see flamenco.
Isn't
and
it like the home of flamenco?
It is the home of flamenco, yes, but it's sort of, because it's such a vast city, it's an interesting city, there's potentially so much to do. And I was there, I was literally just passing through there, because I took the bus to Cormona, which is a very old, it's like a very, very large village or very small town. But again, it's one of those places, it reminded me a little bit of like my home in France has got some villages like this where it's so beautiful, it's almost become for the tourist. And I think Cremona is one of those places. From there you can take a drive out to Cordoba, or obviously it's within 40 minutes or 30 minutes drive to Seville, and you can use it as a base. And it is I was staying in a exquisite hotel. It reminded me very much of the hotel that they stayed in Room with a View, where you've got, it's very, the light is, everything's like an artist, as though everything has been put by an artist, so everything is meant to be painted, from the library to where you eat to your bedroom to the hallway when you walk in. Everything is exquisite. And I met one of the owners who the mother of the owner, and she was a formidable lady. She studied Italian Renaissance at university and had been to Harvard, so intimidating, put it that way. And she and you could see her impact on the design of the place. It was, you know, the courtyards were exquisite, even the staircases, they had these beautiful Spanish tiles on the instep of each step. You know, everything was a work of art. Even if it wasn't a work of art, everything was a work of art. And you can tell people who are naturally creative, like your home is phenomenal, but it's sort of like I highly recommend you go there. And if you want to find out more about it and where it is, you have to look at the website, and I'll tell you more about it now. But it's close to the cathedrals. There's walks, you can go and walks around the village. But I think it's typical of a lot of the places where tourists have been many times before. They've geared it very much to the tourist. It's very, very beautiful, but it's lost some of its sense of community. And so that's why I think it's an excellent hotel to stay in. It's a beautiful place, but use it as a base. Use it as a base.
Lovely. So you'd recommend going to these three cities at once, or do you think they could be separate holidays?
I think it would be interesting if you saw the three cities, because they tell very different tales about the same region. It's a tale of three cities rather than two.
Andalusia.
Indeed.
Lovely. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous today.
My pleasure.
And for even more amazing information, interesting women, go to radiogorgeous.com, Gorgeous Escapes.